Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This is going to be a shorter one. Again, I enjoy doing more concise episodes. It just helps me stay on track. It helps me get my thoughts together. And today I'm just going to be focusing on the big story that broke at an Illinois school in Deerfield, Illinois, School District 109. And I know that you have seen extensive articles and news coverage on this case, but it just hit a little close to home. And I just need to give you my thoughts. So we are going to be getting into all of these things and more on today's episode. But before I get into this episode, I want to remind you that the Illinois Family Institute is having Riley Gaines as their keynote speaker at their annual Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet. So I will be keeping you guys updated on when ticket prices are available, when early bird tickets are available, because that is an event that you do not want to miss. She is coming to the Midwest and all the Midwesterners need to attend. So again, I will keep you updated on those tickets. Okay. Shepherd Middle School. And I am completely fine with stating the name of this middle school because it has been so extensively stated in the news. I don't feel as though I'm putting anyone in jeopardy or putting kids at risk, etc. I think it's actually important for people to know the specific schools that these things are happening at. Specifically, if you are a parent or you have grandchildren or you yourself go to this school, and who knows, maybe you don't know about it. I'm not sure how big this school is. If news travels fast, I'm sure if you do attend this school that you probably know, but I think it's important that we know specifics when incidences like this happen. So Shepherd Middle School, located in Deerfield, Illinois, specifically School District 109, they are under heavy fire. And the Trump administration is also getting involved in this case because the administrators forced a middle school girl team to undress in front of a biological male. Let's just let that sink in. They forced girls to take their clothes off in front of a boy. In what world? Take away gender ideology, take away any kind of transgender policy. In what world is this not explicit child abuse? You are forcing girls to take their clothes off in front of boys? Are you kidding me? And again, as a soon-to-be mom to a little girl, I don't know what I would do if my daughter was forced to undress in front of a boy. The mama bear, the nuclear explosion, it would happen. That's all I can say. Yeah, this is just unthinkable. Again, you are forcing girls to take their clothes off in front of boys. So let's backtrack. When did this news story break? What were the extenuating circumstances? Because there is a mom that opened the door wide to the scandal that caused this. So this story broke when Nicole George's 13-year-old daughter came home from school on February 5th. She was visibly upset and frightened. And so when Nicole, like any good mom, sees that their daughter is really upset about something, she asks her, "What happened at school? Are you okay? What's going on?" And as a parent, I think you expect something like, "There was drama with my friend group," especially middle school girls. You know, I worked with middle school girls for many, many years in ministry things. And again, that's what you expect. When someone is upset, when someone's scared about something, usually it's because of friend drama that's going on. You're not allowed to sit at a certain table, or someone said something mean about you behind your back, and now all your friends are mad at you. You expect circumstances like that, especially in a public school setting where it's stereotypical, and for good reason, that you have more cliques and mean girl-like attitudes that come into play. So I'm sure as a mom, that's what Nicole was expecting for her daughter to say, that something happened with her friend group. But the actual true answer left Nicole completely shocked, as any parent would be shocked. She learned that a boy had been in the girl's bathroom. And not only was he just in the bathroom, like he was just messing around or he was just trying to play a prank, even though that would still be frightening to walk into the bathroom and there's a boy there, but that the administration allowed him to be there. And you might be asking, why is this boy allowed to be in the girls' facilities? Well, because he identifies as a girl. So Nicole Georges, she testified to the following, and I'm going to read a bit of the transcript during her speech at the school board meeting that addressed this scandal. And she said, quote, "The girls want their locker rooms and bathrooms back. They want their privacy back. This is why I'm here tonight. My 13-year-old daughter's well-being, mental health, and privacy are at stake. She was told by the administration that a student can use the bathroom as well as a female locker room because they now identify as female." And again, this is just crazy to me. I remember when I was working with middle school in ministry, I had a young lady tell me that at her public school, there was a litter box inside of the girls' bathroom because one of the girls at the school identified as a cat. I kid you not. And I looked at her shell-shocked. I said, are you kidding me? This isn't just a joke. The administration put a litter box inside of the girls' bathroom because a girl identifies as a cat. So instead of using the facilities like a normal person, she's using the facilities like an animal in a litter box. And she goes, yeah, it's crazy. First of all, my husband and I are not public schooling our children. But if on planet Mars we did, if I ever found out that my school administrator had put a litter box inside of my daughter's bathroom because one of the students identified as a cat and that the administration was okay with that, they actually went out of their way in their budget, the school budget, that my taxpayer dollars fund, and they went out and bought a litter box for a person, I would pull her immediately from the school. You cannot trust a school system, school administration like that, that are so whacked out of their minds. They have no moral compass. They have no care for the privacy and safety of girls. They have no care for sanity or common sense in any way. They have no care for biology. They're willing to fund these things and affirm these delusions in these children that are still developing in their brains. And yet we trust them to educate our children effectively. Are you kidding me? No, I pull her immediately. So back to the story. Upon hearing this news from her daughter, again, going back when Nicole George's daughter told her a boy was in the bathroom, not only was he in the bathroom, he identifies as a girl, so the school said that he could be in there. So when she heard this, she contacted the school administration immediately, and she informed them that their decision to allow biological males in girls-only spaces was a direct violation of President Trump's Keeping Men Out of Women's Spaces executive order. And she is absolutely right. Trump signed an executive order called Keeping Men Out of Women's Spaces that prohibits this direct action. If you are a biological male, you have no right to be in a girl's bathroom, in a girl's locker room, on a girl's sports team. We're praying that it will eventually become a law. But at the same time, who knew we would need something like this to go through the congressional process of becoming a law? We need a law to tell us that boys are boys and girls are girls. I mean, how far have we fallen morally as a society? It's so sad. Anyway, so she tells the school administration, hey, you have violated President Trump's executive order. You need to fix this. And the school's legal counsel tells her, no, we didn't violate it. And the boy is allowed to use the restroom and the locker room whenever he wants. So Nicole Georges probably went a step further, and she should have taken this step. True mother right there. I think a lot of parents would have buckled back and said, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause a stir. But Nicole said, no, this is not happening to my daughter. But she said that my 13-year-old's daughter, well-being, mental health, and privacy are at stake. And Nicole took that very seriously, that the school was refusing to acknowledge the fact that they violated Trump's executive order and that they placed her daughter in direct harm in response to this crazy legal counsel, which the school needs to hire better legal counsel if they said that they weren't in violation of the executive order, because they definitely were. In response, Nicole proceeded to file a civil rights complaint. Quote, "That day, I filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of my daughter with the Department of Justice. It has now been referred to the Department of Education. A federal complaint has been filed with the district to protect the students." However, the situation worsened after this whole escapade took place of Nicole George's daughter finding a boy in her restroom. Just days later, Nicole's daughter, along with other classmates, saw the boy in the locker room, and it was time for their PE class. And all the girls, it wasn't just Nicole George's daughter, every single girl in the PE class sees this boy in their locker room, and they're like, no, we are not changing into our PE uniforms in front of this guy. However, the administration hears that the girls were uncomfortable and refused to change into their PE uniforms. So instead of acknowledging the discomfort and going back to common sense and saying, you know what, we are going to amend our school's policies. If you are a biological boy, you cannot be in women's spaces. Instead, this is what the administration decided to do. When it was time for their PE class, the administrators pulled all the girls aside and forced them to change into their uniforms in front of the boy. They stood there and watched to make sure the girls took their clothes off in front of the boy. Because we have to promote equality and all that. And, you know, trans women are women too, and all of that. So in order to make sure that this boy didn't feel discriminated against, we need to make sure these girls are taking their clothes off in front of him so that he feels like he's one of the girls. Again, in what world is this not blatant child abuse? You're forcing girls to take their clothes off. For one, let's say the boy wasn't there. You are forcing someone to take their clothes off. You as an administrator, no, you can't do that. So Nicole George's daughter did not participate in that. She ran out and ended up calling her mom for help. So this is what Nicole George says in her statement. She says, "That day, Assistant Superintendent for Student Services, Joanna Ford," and again, I believe it's important to actually name names when it comes to situations like this. Joanna Ford, Assistant Principal Kathy Van Treese, and multiple teachers all came into the girls' locker room, making them change into uniform. And this went on all week. Again, as a first-time mom, oh my goodness, I cannot imagine how blood-boilingly angry this mother was. And if you ever watch the school board meeting and you hear her testimony, you can tell how upset she is and how determined she is to fight for her daughter. So Representative Mary Miller, one of the good guys in the big blue state of Illinois, found out about this case. And so she has urged President Trump to strip Deerfield School District 109 of all federal funding due to their violation of women's privacy through the refusal to comply with his Keeping Men Out of Women's Spaces executive order. And this is what Mary Miller had to say. She said, "Forcing middle school girls to undress in front of a biological male is not just perverted, it's an egregious violation of their privacy and President Trump's executive order to protect girls in female-only spaces. I urge President Trump to immediately pull all federal funding going towards this school district." And she went on to say that, "I stand firmly with Nicole George's in defending the rights of our daughters. Privacy and innocence of young girls must be protected, not sacrificed, to appease radical leftists pushing their unnatural agenda." And I think that word is just so fitting, their unnatural agenda. It is unnatural for you as a person to acknowledge in any way that a biological man can ever be a woman. I am 29 weeks pregnant right now, and my husband and I joke consistently about the fact that his body could never do what my body is doing right now. My body is fully sustaining and nurturing an entirely different person, an entirely new human life. I am giving my daughter nutrients. I am giving her oxygen flow. I'm giving her blood flow, even though she has her own blood supply. But my system is helping to promote the nurturing of her systems. My organs are moving. which, by the way, men's organs cannot move, but in pregnancy, a woman's organs actually move to accommodate the growth of your uterus, which is really creepy. It's creepy if you look at it on the inside, but when you don't think about it too much, it's actually really cool. So it gets creepy a little bit that, oh my goodness, my organs are moving around, but it's cool. God has designed my body to accommodate a new life in a way that a man's body never could. My body is designed to keep our baby alive after she's born and nurture her and make sure she gets the nutrients and the food that she needs. I mean, it's amazing, God's design. So for you to say that a man can do the same things and can be a woman, you have no idea what a woman is, and nor do you care. Being a woman means something. Being a woman is beautiful. And by the way, being a man is beautiful too. We've somehow gotten into this idea in our society, and I think we can attribute a lot of this to the radical feminist movement that has told men that they're toxic, that they're evil, that they're part of the problem, that they just need to shut up and let their women do what they want to do. And how dare you be controlling? How dare you not let them do this? And how dare you not let them do that? And you just need to sit down and shut up. I mean, men have been told that for decades. And so now we wonder when we see so many men transitioning into being a woman. I think there's a connection, maybe, that men are tired of being told that they're disgusting and they start to internalize it. Maybe they start to believe it, that, you know what, I am disgusting. My body is gross. My being a man is gross. I'm going to be a woman now. So to get back to the unnatural part of these school administrators, to Mary Miller's point, how we fix agendas like this, these unnatural agendas, these agendas that go against biology, they go against morality, science, everything that holds the created order in order. How we get back to that is we need a heart change in the society. Yes, executive orders are great, and eventually laws, because executive orders can be rescinded by the next administration. We need these things to be passed into law. However, these things are good. You know, laws like this, executive orders, policies, making sure that we protect these people. But at the end of the day, nothing will change for the better if there is not a heart change, which means that all of this that we are seeing right now, what happened at the Deerfield School District, is a symptom of a heart sickness, a sin problem that only Christ can fix. He is the only salvation. There is no other name under heaven given by which we must be saved, Acts 4:12. And so as Christians, our response is, of course, to stand with Nicole Georges, to stand with these girls, to fight against the school districts that allow this, to promote justice, freedom, safety for all, men and women both. But also, we need to be on our knees praying that God redeems our culture, that He redeems these sick individuals that allow this to happen, that forced these girls to take their clothes off, that we pray for their souls, because again, this is a spiritual issue. This is a heart issue. So Christian, take heart. Our battle has already been won. Christ is coming back. The gates of hell will not prevail against His church. We are victorious in Him. However, we have a lot of work to do in this culture. We have a lot of battles that we need to be waging. And again, these are spiritual battles at the end of the day. And thankfully, we have the Good Shepherd and the true King on our side. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you're on YouTube or listening, if you're listening via our audio channels, I hope this episode was encouraging and informative. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.